Welcome back, everybody. Today is day...
It's day nine.
Yes, it's the last day of this novena.
You have made it. You have made it to the last day. Congratulations. Yes.
Thank you for hanging in. Mm-hmm. Because today we have an important intention to bring to Jesus. Today we bring to him the souls who have become lukewarm. Mm-hmm.
This might not be pleasant to talk about.
But it's important.
What are your thoughts?
About the lukewarm souls?
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to be one. Mm-hmm. And I know that it's kind of easier to be lukewarm on many, like in our modern world. Like, I just think it would be easier to just be quiet and not rock the boat, you know? Mm-hmm. But it says that these souls wound his heart most painfully. And these souls are, my soul suffered the most dreadful loathing in the Garden of Olives because of lukewarm souls. So, yes. Can you talk to us about the lukewarm souls?
Sure. When it comes to lukewarmness, I think sometimes we can get that confused with lack of emotional excitement about the faith. Mm. Because I do not think that's what lukewarmness is. Lukewarmness is a matter of the will, not the emotions. Because that's what love is. Love is not a matter of the will. It is a matter of the will more than the emotions. And yes, there's an emotional component to love, like we experience, mm-hmm. but it's a matter of choice. And when it comes to our relationship with God, sometimes this is talking about people who are just, we're just not choosing to be completely obedient mm-hmm. to God's holy will. Yet we know what his holy will is. I would think it's those of us who might think we want the resurrection without the cross. Mm-hmm. We want to be blessed without being his disciple. We want to have all the abundance of the spiritual life without putting any effort into the disciplined life. It might show up in our life like we want the privilege of receiving the Eucharist and claiming it as a right without following the teachings of the church. For example, we go to confession, we go to receive the Eucharist on Sunday, but we just throw away the church's teaching on contraception and say, well, that one doesn't apply to me. Or we go to the Eucharist to receive Jesus in the Holy Eucharist, and we are on one side, and on the other side, we're promoting same-sex unions. We go to Eucharist, and we want Jesus because we think it's our right as Catholics, but we're selecting and choosing all that God has revealed through Holy Mother Church to be right and true regarding faith and morals. Mm-hmm. And I think that is a lukewarm soul that tears at the heart of Christ. One who just wants to receive but doesn't want to give in the areas of discipline and teaching. I think about how this might show up in an analogy. Imagine a couple like us. And I mean, Janelle's so generous and loving to me. She does so many wonderful things for me, and this is true. But what if I just turned to her and all I did was take from her? You know, I took of her time, I took of her gifts, I took of her body, I took of everything that she was giving me, and I gave nothing back. No sacrifice, no discipline, no gifts. And I was only in this relationship because it pleased me and what I was getting. I mean, I can't imagine what that would do to our relationship. And to you. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think it would wound your heart.
It would.
It would. And I think even more so that we wound the heart of Christ. When we come to him and he's given us his entire self without reserve, yet we pick and choose what we want to give to him.
Mm-hmm. It makes me think how we have like a personal responsibility to learn what the teachings of the church are and why it teaches that. Because I think that's really important.
Yeah.
Because so many of the teachings are being challenged today.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that gets into a whole other area. If we don't know, if we all kind of know what the church teaches, but if we don't know the why, when push comes to shove, we go the other way. Mm-hmm. Because the why, good solid catechesis grounds us. And when we're grounded and the winds blow, we stand firm. But when we're not grounded, we go wherever the wind takes us. And right now, the wind is in the other direction when it comes to truth.
Mm-hmm. Okay, one quick thing that I want to touch on, because this is really important, because tomorrow is Divine Mercy Sunday. There is actually a plenary indulgence that is offered because of this beautiful celebration. So if you're not sure what a plenary indulgence is or how to get one, basically, like, it's amazing. You want to get this. You know, like, they make reference to it like as though you were a child just receiving baptism. All temporal punishment is removed. It's like flying straight to heaven if you were to die, kind of thing. So in order to get this plenary indulgence, a person would need to receive communion, be in the state of grace. So you would have to go to confession. And it doesn't mean that you have to go to confession on the same day. It could be near the date. And then you also have to pray for the Pope. So they recommend saying like an Our Father and a Hail Mary for the Pope. And if I've forgotten anything, I hope you can just like add it in the comments. But I'm pretty sure that I covered everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so if you can get that plenary indulgence, it's super important. And you can offer it for yourself or for somebody who has died. Mm-hmm. Like the holy souls in purgatory who need our prayers. Indulgences can always be applied either to oneself or to the souls of the deceased, but they cannot be applied to other persons living on earth.
Mm, thanks for the clarification.
There you go. Mm-hmm. We must educate ourselves. Go ahead.
Okay, so hey, we're at the end of this video. Thanks for watching and have a blessed day tomorrow.